Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse Rich. Honored, delighted, glad you tuned in today. Let's turn our Bibles over to Mark chapter 11. Now, read scripture to build up our spirit, man, feed our faith in God's word, and renew our mind to God's word. We're always just programming, so to speak, the word of God inside of our mind and feeding our heart by meditating on the word of God day and night. Remember Joshua said, God told Joshua in Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe it according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Now, how are we going to have good success and prosper? By meditating on the word day and night. And this is, Jesus bought us our prosperity, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, for you know through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. But, you know, it's easy to doubt what belongs to you. It's easy to start going by sight. Your mind needs something to think about, and your mouth needs something to talk about. And your ears need something to listen to. So according to Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23-22, my son, attend to my words, incline near my sayings, let them, my words, let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in thy heart. Now why? For they are life to those who find them, health all their flesh. So we take Joshua 1, verse 8, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23-22, it lets us know we need to keep God's word in our mouth, we need to meditate on it day and night, we need to listen to God's word. See, that's going to help us focus on the word. See, so often people get discouraged because time went by. Those demon spirits come in all of us. The demons of hell try to get us to doubt God's word. And it's easy to fall into that if you don't keep your mind on God's word. So monitor your mind, just like you monitor your flesh. You know, there's just things your flesh wants to do that you just got to claim the victory over in Jesus' name, that you don't fall prey to it. See, you can get hurt by doing what your flesh wants to do. If you don't govern your flesh, your flesh will get itself in trouble. It'll get itself killed or die prematurely. We need to learn to know the difference between what God wants us to do, deny ourselves and obey God, and what our flesh and other people want us to do. You see, our flesh wants us to please it, doesn't it? And the people we know, they want us to please them. So they'll have plans for you. You know, people are, I'm the only one that knows them. And they'll have plans. They'll have your life planned if you let them. And see, it's real hard on your emotions to say no to people, especially your friends or relatives or loved ones, whoever they may be. But you know something, you're not going to win anybody by compromising in the long run. They're not going to love you more because you do what they want you to do and not do what God wants you to do. Now, the devil lied to you about that. It's just best to make sure that, you know, this is like cutting off a hand or plucking out an eye. I'm going to do what God told me to do. Could I miss God? Sure. But the worst thing is not trying to do what you believed he told you to do. You're going to believe something, so not believe you heard from God. And follow the leading guidance of the Holy Spirit in your heart. See, the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, came and dwelt in you when you got born again. And he's there to lead you and guide you in all truth. Remember Romans 8:14? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, we have the Holy Spirit witness in our spirit about what to do. And every time that we obeyed the flesh, we got in trouble over it. You see, it's not that we're trying to get God to forgive us. See, this is where people miss it. Well, you know, Jesus took our sins. And he did take our sins. You know, definitely don't speak lightly of the blood of Jesus. But sinning will get you in trouble. It gets your flesh in trouble. It'll get you in trouble with relationships and other people. And it caused blessings of God to not manifest in your life. You can't earn any blessing, but definitely sin will get you in a place you don't have any confidence to resist the devil and his attacks because you got this sin in your life. And see, flesh never wants to be told no. It just wants to do whatever it wants to do. And you know, you've watched people, they kept doing what they wanted to do. And no matter what you said, they weren't going to change their mind until they got to the place that their flesh just wasn't upright and mobile like it used to be. It doesn't function like it used to be. Now they're kind of trapped in their body. Why? Because they always did what their body wanted to do. Whatever they felt like doing, they did. Whatever they felt like not doing, they didn't do. So they lived in rebelliousness. And they didn't keep their flesh under. Now all of us are going to learn one way or another. It's just best to go with what God said. See, when we sin, we give place to the devil and his attacks. See, Satan can't touch us if we don't give him any place. There in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, neither give place to the devil, let him stole, steal, and more. Now, it's written to the church at Ephesus, and it's also written to us today. See, we're in the same church. We're in the same body of Christ that they were. So he told us here in Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 26, be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Well, why not? Neither give place to the devil. See, anger can give place to the devil. Moodiness and pouting can give place to the devil. You can open the door to the devil. I mean, people would have migraine headaches or something, all because they were always moody and, or didn't deal with whatever they need to deal with in their flesh. Now, while flesh is not born again, we all have a mind, it's not born again. So what we need to do is renew our mind to God's Word and make our mind submit to God's Word, think on God's Word, and keep a monitor in our flesh. So the Holy Spirit said here, neither give place to the devil. Let him stole, steal no more, but let him labor, work in the sands. Just by being lazy, you can give place to the devil. God doesn't bless laziness. You don't work, you don't eat. There's something that everybody can do. But people want someone else to take care of them. You know, if you've ever been sick, you'll have that temptation to tell people what's wrong with you. And on and on and on. And kind of brag about what you had, how many stitches you had, what the doctor said about your condition, how they didn't expect to get any better, and on and on and on. But when you learn about Mark 11:23, we're going to read this. It's a good time to read now. Jesus said here, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever say in this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall whatsoever saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever are, when you pray, believe, receive them, shall them. Once you begin to learn that you're going to have what you say, and then you got James chapter 3, that your body is contaminated, defiled with the words of your mouth. And Jesus taught in the Gospel of Matthew, it's not what goes in the man that defiles the man, it's a man's mouth what defiles, it's what comes out of his mouth that defiles his whole body. I mean, you can turn the ship with the rudder, you can turn the horse, the bit in his mouth. That body is going to go, your body is going to go away of your mouth. So we need to watch the words that come out of our mouth. It's not that important. Well, Jesus said a man's justified and condemned by the words of his mouth. Solomon by the Holy Spirit said, thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. So, you know, we need to watch what we say. And you got to stay and, you know, listen to faith tapes all the time. Teaching about you're going to have what you say. Because it's easy to forget you'll have what you say. Now, I try to frequently listen to teaching tapes and CDs. And to remind Jesse, the first principles that I first learned is you'll have what you say, that I listened to it last night and today. Why? Because I need to always remind him, watch your mouth. Now, I haven't been perfect at making faith confessions, but at least I catch myself. Or try to. But I notice if I don't stay current with it, no matter how many times I've heard Mark 11:23, and I've heard it a few times, read it a few times, actually more, but you got the picture. I still have to work on watching what I say. Because your life is going to go by your mouth. You got born again with your mouth. If you're going to speak in tongues, it's going to come out your mouth. That thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in the heart God has raised the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth, confession and salvation. You believe with your heart, you confess your mouth. So, I didn't know Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 when I got born again. I don't know about you. That if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in the heart God has raised the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth righteous, and with the mouth, confession made unto salvation. It takes the heart and takes our mouth to do both. Our spirit mans our heart. Now, back here in Ephesians, he said here, the Holy Spirit said here in verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Well, if you couldn't control your mouth, he wouldn't tell you to not let this come out your mouth. The way you're going to control it. You can't, you know, you can tame animals, but you can't tame other people's tongues. They're going to say what they want to say sooner or later. They may say the right things around you, but sooner or later, the law of what's in your heart is going to come out your mouth. But you can definitely control your tongue. If you couldn't, then you couldn't have got born again. You had a choice when you heard the salvation message. to either confess Jesus your Lord or not to. Either believe in your heart and confess your mouth or not to. Now, the scripture said here, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to you, sinner, first, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. The misgrace here is, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away, the all malice. Now, all that comes out your mouth. You'll be tempted to speak bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking. Comes to all of us. It goes on and says, and be kind one another, tenderhearted, forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Be therefore follows God as your children and walk in love. The new commandment God gave you and I as a church is walk in love. And this is something that's got to be worked on all the time. It's just not a good idea. It's a commandment. That we have no choice if we're going to please God and if we're going to get faith to work. See, many times our bodies suffered pain and sickness and disease all because we didn't keep our flesh under. So we had to make some adjustments. First of all, I repent. God, forgive me for not walking in love and whatever else you did. And then go back to building your spirit man up. Go back to washing your mouth. Go back to getting your love tapes and CDs out and start listening to them. See, don't look for some minister that's just going to give you an easy way out, because that's going to help you. You know, if you ever did anything with coaches, you don't want some coach telling you that you're doing good, because, you know, this weekend you're gonna be coming against Daleville or Yorktown or whoever, and they're not going to treat you that way. They're going to do everything they can to take you out and beat you. And see, so many times people just want the preacher to tell them they're okay. Well, I understand, we don't preach guilt and condemnation, but at the same time, there is guilt and condemnation. And come see if you don't put the flesh under. You're going to know if you've got the love of God inside your heart that you just said something wrong, that you just treated a person wrong. Now, is that going to bother you or not? Well, it should bother you that what you did was wrong. And that you need to make this change here. Maybe apologize to them, but definitely make it right with God. So God warned us. And see, many Christians they're not prepared for the battle that's about to come. That they won't be able to fight the battle. It's just the devil steamroll over them. We're told to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom is just steadfast in faith, knowing the same affliction comes in the world. I remember one time there was this football team, and a year or two before that, they're known for winning a few Super Bowls. And so they just triumphed over some team, and they interviewed the coach of the winning team that won the Super Bowls and just beat this team in the new season and beat another team. And they said, boy, you're just doing great. He said, well, you know, I'm going to use the exact words he used, but, you know, next week we're playing, you know, this team, and next week after that, we played Denver. The next week after that, you know, we played Green Bay. I mean, he said, they got some tough defenses. And they're good on whatever. See, he knew, even though we've been winning, there's still battles to come. And see, sometimes that's a hard thing to get across to Christians. They're not prepared. Some don't want to be. They just don't want to take the time to get in the Word, because they don't have the time. But you're flat on your back, you're going to have a lot of time. And you don't want to be flat on your back. I've been there before. Laid in that bed for a good long time. And it's just best to know what Jesus did for you. Keep yourself built up. Get your fist full of, face CDs and just keep playing them on your, iPad or whatever you got that you listen to that helps get you, pumped up in God's Word. So you just know Satan's going to come. I'm going to keep myself built up in the Word of God. Jesus said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. So he warns ahead of time he's going to come. We're warned in Ephesians chapter 6 that, we don't wrestle flesh and blood. We're told to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Well, the person's not strong in the Lord and the power of his might, they're not going to be able to stop Satan. He'll just do to them what he wants to do to them, whatever he wants to do to them, and just he'll keep getting by with it. And God will just keep getting blamed for it. We're almost out of time today. If you don't have a CD entitled Feed Your Spirit Man Daily, for an offering of $10 or more, we'll send you out a copy. If you'd just like to listen to it on our website, you can download and listen to our website. But either way, if you'd like to have a copy sent to you, anything above $10 that we consider as an offering, it'd be a great blessing for the ministry. You can write us by writing Jesse Rich Ministries, Post Office Box 237170, New York, New York, 10023. Or call us if you got a prayer request at area code 212 501-799-9999. Enjoyed being with you. Until next time, this is Brother Rich. Mind you, you keep pumped up in God's Word and keep praying in tongues. Remember, Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.